For the first few years, they've been focusing on simple sites where you have hydrocarbon pollution in the soil, whereas there are swampy areas that are very, very devastated, and those are termed complex and were not being handled. So I think they're beginning to work on that. I want to find out exactly what is going on.
Other companies or individuals who were previously in charge, why were they removed? And what do you think this new group would do now to hasten the cleanup of all these polluted areas?
The project is set up in a way that it has a board of trustees, it has a governing council, but there's somebody doing the actual implementation. And it's the leadership of that implementation team that has been changed 3 times now. And we are not really told often what exactly is going on. There was some level of dissatisfaction, or somebody's tenure had just been completed. But now the last one that was here just before we got this current person was there for just about a year. So it's something that is quite disturbing. We don't really know why we should have such a rapid change of leadership in a such a sensitive institution.
When it comes to the cleaning up of the Ogoni land and, of course, that entire area, it's been years and decades talk has been going on. So from what you know then and what you know now, what is the impact of the cleanup?
The cleanup has not lived up to its billing. When United Nations Environment Programme released the report in 2011, we expected that the cleanup would begin immediately. That didn't happen. And now the cleanup has happened. It's moving very slowly. We've always found excuse for that, saying that, well, it's a learning experience, like a huge laboratory. But what we're seeing is, one, not as much as we expected has been achieved so far. And meanwhile, the entire Niger Delta continues to experience new oil spills. Even Ogoni land, in the last 2 weeks, there's been 2 major oil spills. And the agencies in charge of determining what was the cause and what happened, the Minister of Environment, they're all giving different explanations about what went on. This was on the pipelines run by Shell and the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation. So one could say in a certain sense that things are quite bad. Because the cleanup is going on in one hand and new pollutions are happening. Now, recently also, the government of Bayelsa State, which is arguably the most contaminated, the most polluted state in the Niger Delta, issued a report, the Bayelsa Oil and Environment Report, which showed that for that particular state, quantity of pollution, 1.5 barrels of crude oil per person, per individual, per child, per man, per woman, which is, very amazing. And then the waters are contaminated in terms of hydrocarbon pollution, 1 million times above safe limits. And they have other heavy metals like cadmium or chromium, one of those very deadly heavy metals, up to 1,000 times above safe limits.